Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
This autumn, the Norwegian Nobel Committee decided to award the 2024 Nobel Peace Prize to the Japan Confederation of A and H-bomb Sufferers Organizations. It marks the first time in 50 years that a Japanese organization has received the Peace Prize. The Japanese Confederation of A and H-bomb Sufferers Organizations is a group that helps those affected by nuclear weapons and works to pass on the horrors of war to future generations. Their nearly 70 years of efforts to advocate for a world free of nuclear weapons and to ensure that nuclear weapons are never used again were highly praised. Friedness, the chairman of the Nobel Committee, said, "One day, the hibakusha, survivors of the atomic bomb, will no longer be here as witnesses to history. A new generation is needed to continue sharing their experiences and message. These people will inspire and educate others worldwide, helping to maintain the taboo against nuclear weapons. A peaceful future for humanity depends on preserving this taboo." The representative of the Japan Confederation of A and H-bomb Sufferers Organization stated, "We will continue to appeal to the world for the abolition of nuclear weapons and the realization of peace." I had the opportunity to meet one of the hibakusha when I rode the Peace Boat in 2010. The Peace Boat is a global non-government organization that works to raise awareness and building connections internationally among groups that work for peace, human rights, environmental protection, and sustainable development. And on the boat, one man told us his story as a survivor. I could only cry as I listened to him. His story and others' stories do need to be passed on to remind people that seeking destruction only harms us, and peace is something we all need to strive for. Hearing the news that the Japan Confederation of A and H-bomb Sufferers Organizations were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize is just wonderful. All right, to continue. This Sunday marks the start of Autumn Reading Week. Every year, the 2 weeks from October 27th to November 9th are designated as Reading Week, with the hope of increasing interest in reading and encouraging people to develop a reading habit. Autumn, with its pleasant weather, is a season that can really let us focus on reading a bit more. Fukuoka City has 12 libraries, all of which offer free access and book borrowing services. The largest of these is the Fukuoka City Library, with over 1.2 million books. It hosts events like picture story shows and reading sessions for children. There's also a mini theater showing films daily, as well as a restaurant, study rooms, and conversation rooms, making it a comfortable space for everyone to enjoy. One recommended event is Bukuoka, an annual festival celebrating books, held until November 23rd. Various events such as readings and talk shows will take place throughout the city, with the main event on Sunday, November 3rd. On this day, an outdoor secondhand book market will appear along Keiaki Street, leading from Tenjin to Gokoku Shrine. Book publishers, bookstores, and individual book lovers will set up stalls, offering their curated selection of secondhand books. You might even find rare or out-of-print titles. During the festival, a special event will also be held at Fukuoka Parko in Tenjin, where publishers and bookstores from across Japan will gather. About 30 small, unique publishing companies and 6 independent bookstores from Fukuoka will showcase their carefully selected books. For more details, search for Bukuoka online. Enjoy a delightful autumn of curling up with a good book.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.